This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick.
And I'm Alex Cohen. In a few minutes, we'll hear about a raid on an Islamic charity in Michigan. And we'll talk with a mosque leader who's worried about where he gives his money.
First, it's the top event of bicycling, but these days the Tour de France looks like a train wreck. At least four riders have been yanked from the race, including this year's leader, Michael Rasmussen. He was pulled last night. His team yanked him yesterday after he lied about where he'd been training before the tour. Another rider was arrested by French gendarmes for failing a blood doping test. And, of course, last year's winner, Floyd Landis, is still struggling with doping allegations. Stephen Ferrand is sorting through the tour's wreckage. He's in Castelsarrazin, France, for the magazine Cycle Sport and Cycle Sport America. Stephen, welcome to the program.
Hello there.
So bring us up to date. I think that the race must be over for today. Has anyone been thrown out?
Nobody's left the race today. One rider of the team actually pulled out during the stage, but I think that's more due to illness than anything else. And the other news is that, obviously, with Rasmussen, the yellow jersey's out of the race, so nobody's wearing the race leader's yellow jersey today.
That's because of race rules? If they pulled the leader for some reason, then no one wears the yellow jersey for that next day until someone's back in the lead?
Yeah, that's kind of a combination of rules and tradition. Alberto Contador will pull on the yellow jersey because he's leading the Tour de France now that Rasmussen is out.
So Alberto Contador is leading, and he rides for Team Discovery, that's the American television channel.
Spaniard, yeah, rides for an American team. That's it. This is Lance Armstrong team, Discovery Channel team. So in a way, it's going to be a great result for them because he's still got to, you know, hang on to the yellow jersey until Paris on Sunday after Saturday's time trial. But he's got a great chance of winning the Tour de France for the first time at just 24.
The team is owned by Lance?
Yes. He's part of the management company which runs the team with Discovery Channel as main sponsor. It's quite ironic that Discovery Channel are actually pulling out of their sponsorship at the end of this year. And it could be that they'll win the Tour de France in the final year and perhaps not get the full benefit of their investment.
You know, Stephen, hearing all this news, a leading rider pulled on Tuesday, another one pulled yesterday. You wonder, don't these guys realize that they're going to get caught?
Well, that's it. They seem to live in their own little world where they think, you know, they're untouchable and they can't be caught. Perhaps the ones who cheat perhaps think they've got, you know, the best systems, the best doctors and the best coaches and they think they can't be caught. But fortunately, in a way, and in a positive way, this year there have been perhaps more tests and better tests than ever before, and they're finally catching more guys. Unfortunately, it's making a disaster of the Tour de France, but perhaps in the long term, this is the best way. You know, they've got to catch the people, get the bad guys out and give perhaps the younger, cleaner guys a chance.
Is there anyone there saying, look, we should just call off the race this year? It's a disgrace to bicycling. It's a disgrace to the whole idea of athletics.
I think so. I mean, a lot of people on and around the race, I'm sure even the public feel that perhaps it might be better to stop this year's race as a symbolic gesture and, you know, work together. Everybody sit down and work together and to thrash out a way of making sure that the Tour de France and cycling in general is clean in the future. But then the actual race organizers and lots of other people say, no, the race should always go on because the race is bigger and more important and stronger than just, say, a few riders who cheat. They say the race itself is more important than an individual rider. I kind of go along with that. You know, I think there are still lots of guys who've been racing for almost 3 weeks, and so they deserve the right to be able to ride into Paris on the Champs-Élysées on Sunday and say, I finished my tour. You know, there's a young Welsh guy, he's 21, he's the youngest rider in this year's Tour de France, and he deserves the right to make it to Paris and finish his first tour.
Your magazine is geared to people who are hobbyists, who ride maybe 50, 60 miles a week, but they like bicycling. What does it mean to these people, and indeed to all of us, that the leaders of this race, the people who seem to be the best, it appears as though you have to cheat in order to get to the front of the pack?
Unfortunately and tragically, that appears to be the case. And for anybody who is a cycling fan, it's a very painful moment. You know, we don't know who to look to, who to be inspired by for our you know, our weekend rides and things like that. And we don't know who to trust anymore. And we wonder, well, you know, is this a sport we should be following? Perhaps we should change our sport. But then perhaps, you know, we can still enjoy our own cycling. You know, cycling is such a great thing for millions of people around the world that, you know, cycling still offers a lot of pleasure as an activity and a sport in itself. Personally, I just want to get out and ride my bike and forget about the Tour de France in lots of ways, you know, and distinguish between what's good about cycling and what's bad about professional cycling at the moment.
Stephen Ferrand writes for Cycle Sport and Cycle Sport America. He's in France covering the Tour de France. Stephen, thank you.
Thank you.